My name is Malcolm. I'm from Ballarat.
What's your view of how the economy is running here at ground level? Is the reality worse or not as bad as it's being reported?
Oh, I think it's worse. There's obviously a lot more pressures on small businesses in particular, to the extent that it would discourage people from actually starting up small business, I think.
And what do you want to hear talked about this election about the Australian economy?
You know, particularly when you see young people and unemployed people struggling even with their benefits, you know, to help them, you know, maybe make a bit more of a go of things, I guess. Don't just give them a bit of money and say, go and do stuff, but actually sort of encourage them to get on with their life and all the rest of it, I reckon.
And what's the best way a politician could find out about how the economy is affecting the people around here?
I don't think getting out in the streets is going to... You've got to get in behind the scenes. Over in Dana Street there, you see people getting meal handouts and that sort of thing. I think that's probably a better indication of what's going on.
Hi, I'm Craig and I'm from Melbourne.
How do you gauge the health of the economy?
Well, I do take note of the job advertisement rates and how they're reported. I also take note of large business closures like Ford's packing up shop, and also just yesterday I hear Telstra's shipping off another 170 jobs to India. So, I mean, these are the sorts of things I take note of.
And what do you want to hear talked about this election regarding the Australian economy?
Policies that will promote employment, policies that will really concerned about the people who have fallen off the wagon. You know, we need to think about those sorts of people and how to get them back on the employment wagon.
Hi, my name's Judy and I'm from Bunnyong. Around Ballarat, we were just commenting how there's a lot of shops closing recently, and so perhaps it is catching up with us, the world economy and all the rest of it. So, yeah, I am concerned about it.
And is that one of the ways that you gauge the health of the local economy, the number of shops closing? And if so, are there other ways that you kind of can notice how people are going locally?
Well, you hear people talking about it, especially the older generation, you know, with super and how that's all gone. So that has to impact, and the rural economy too. I think with the high value of the dollar, that's certainly affected that. And I always think it's a good couple of years before the shops and everything are affected. So, yeah, I think that's feeding through now.
So they talk about a sort of two-speed economy in terms of how the mining companies are going compared to everybody else. Do you think there's a similar sort of thing with farmers? Do you think they're sort of running on a different speed economy to the rest of the people in towns like Ballarat?
I think, well, just when things slow down, it's usually an indication that perhaps farming hasn't been so good for a couple of years or 18 months before that. And, yeah, and I think that, well, it definitely has impacted on Ballarat.
And what do you want to hear talked about this election regarding the Australian economy?
Oh, I don't want to hear anything. I think it's six of one, half a dozen of the other, and I think, yeah, you just make up your own mind.
Yeah. And what's the best way that a politician could find out about how the economy is affecting local people here?
Well, just look around. How many parks are here in town and in the car parks? I mean, once upon a time, not so long ago really, I suppose, you would not be able to get a park, but you can any time of day. Yes, it's school holidays, and once upon a time, everything was full. There were people everywhere, and it's the uni games. Well, there's a few young ones around, but I don't know whether they're spending any money here in town, but it's very quiet. Yeah.